This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, we are rolling on another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny V. And what is up, world? And what's up, Serene and Pearl?
Hey, hey.
Hey,
hey, hey. Hey. We have a special. It's a special. Welcome to the Trim Healthy special.
But this is going to be a good one, though, because we're hearing from you guys all potty.
When we say special, we mean Q&A. You guys have written us lots of questions, lots of encouragement. We'd love to read some of your feedback and holla backs. So thank you, first of all, for all these wonderful things. You just want me to get cracking?
Yeah, bring us some questions, too. Not just feedback, Danny. I hope you've done your homework.
All right. All right. We got good questions here. Let's jump right in. This is from a THM, M meaning male. Hey, okay. Danny, I love your show, Trim Healthy Man.
What? Was that real?
This is real.
No, what?
That's
hold
right.
Hold on. The whole thing was addressed to you.
Not yet. No.
No, it says.
I mean, no. Yeah. Did I say not yet? Okay, that didn't make sense.
He just wants to take over the THM empire.
Yeah.
So he's mad at that, too.
So far is what I meant. So far it's to me.
Hey, Danny,
we're getting to a question.
I love your.
And your is in parentheses. Sorry. I'm in parentheses.
It does
yours
sound
in
like
quotations.
It could, but keep going. Okay.
Hey, Danny, I love your show, Trim Healthy Man. You know, he might be talking about my Facebook page.
No, that's not a show.
Well, it sort of is.
That's a page with 5,000 likes.
Once a week videos? Mm. How many videos do you do a week?
It's all about quality, but keep going.
That was good.
I'm just staying out of this one.
All right. I have to let you know, I've been one of the 17 men listening to the potty from the beginning.
Oh, I love him now.
Come on, bro.
Yeah,
I'm a serious coffee lover. And
me too.
All this talk about Guatemalan coffee with low acid has got me super excited. I have Barrett's esophagus. Is that any relation to you?
No. Barrett's esophagus is, you know, I don't know a lot about it, but I do know it's quite an aggressive form of like GERD or something like that.
And
right?
What is GERD?
Isn't it acid reflux? But right now, this man might be like, she doesn't know what she's talking about, but it's something to do with that.
I thought GERD was like a southern way to say good. Good job, boy.
Acid reflux.
Good job.
I mean, I can look up Barrett's esophagus right now. But
all right. So he has Barrett's esophagus.
But let's not call that I have a Barrett's esophagus. What's his name?
Nice. Robert.
Robert, you're walking out of this, mate.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I believe that too. I have what is previously known as Barrett's esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a low acid decaf coffee. And the THM Hilltop / Bird Drop coffee has me on the edge of my seat. Now, can we explain what the THM Hilltop Bird Drop coffee is?
Yeah, I don't know where the Bird Drop came from.
No, I know where the Bird Drop came from. This guy, Robert, I'm sinking with you. We talked about how we didn't, this place, this beautiful township on the top of like these high Guatemalan hills that you can only helicopter in or walk in for days, right? And or like scooter in maybe to a certain point. You still got to do a bit of walking. They have not done the usual, which is to swath down the natural flora and fauna and then just plant these trees that aren't native to the area, which basically gets rid of the good bees and the birds that would normally be native to there.
I see.
And so they have kept the perfect ecosystem. So the birds.
Droppings count.
That were always there forever.
Birds
are still
and bees.
There and still pooping.
The birds fertilize, right? And the bees pollinate. Yes.
You've heard it here. The birds and the bees on the Trim Healthy Podcast. Now, it's got him on the edge of his seat. So the big question.
Is when?
That I'm sure has only been asked once. Is when will THM be providing matcha and coffee? Love the information, encouragement, and craziness you guys are putting out there for the world. Keep up the good work and keep the rabbit trails short and narrow.
Oh, did he say that?
Thank you, Robert. That's from a man.
But guess what? We have answered like very little of his questions so far, and we've just been rabbit trailing. About GERD. GERD boy.
That's true.
Good job, boy. GERD job, boy.
But we didn't hear that yet. We'd now heard it. So let's keep it short for Robert, TH man. When is matcha and coffee coming?
You know, whenever we give a date for things, we go 2 years over, so we cannot jinx ourselves and give a date. I do know with the coffee, this place on the hilltop, you know, that we're seeking it from, their next crop is for THM. I do know that.
Okay.
It's all ours. We've bought the whole thing. Matcha, we're still in negotiations. People love their matcha and they have a high price on it. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Matcha, it is like gold.
Yeah.
And so, Robert, we are doing our best to get that price down before we bring it to you, because right now we don't want to just to make
I mean,
you go
you can
broke.
Go right now on the internet and buy your $50 like matcha. We want to bring a good matcha with a really a better price than what's out there.
Good job, Serene.
All right,
so
Robert.
We didn't tell Robert much, but it's coming. It's coming, mate.
Yeah.
And it is low acid because I can drink it and I don't get that.
Me too.
That reflux. I'd always get the bubbles. I could feel the acid in most coffee, even though I love coffee.
Hey, is espresso lower in acid? Or do we know?
I know that espresso has more of the wonderful things about coffee that we love.
Okay.
That are like benefits to fighting disease. Yes. Because it's pressed so with the pressure, it allows for more of the nutrients to just be pressed into that little amount. Yeah.
I'll say this, Robert. I barely can drink coffee because it shoots me into the stratosphere with energy and I don't sleep for 3 days. But it's also hard on my stomach, and I find that low quantities like a treat are much better than like a full cup of coffee. All right. This one comes from Laura N. Hello, Serene and Pearl. I am currently 5 months pregnant with my fourth child.
Woohoo!
Congrats. She's probably delivered by now. This is my first THM pregnancy, and I have to say a big thank you to Serene and Pearl for giving me the tools I needed to make this pregnancy my best one yet.
Oh, yes. Yay. I'm so glad.
I feel amazingly healthy since implementing a lot of the THM principles.
With all Don't of you my- love that? I love it how people can actually gain ground during the pregnancy, gain health. You know, a lot of times pregnancy can be a time where people put their health on pause.
Mm.
Like, pause, oops, okay, we'll have this baby and then I'll work on getting healthy.
Yeah.
But no.
Does that set you back once the baby's delivered?
No, I'm saying with Trim Healthy Mama, you see, we don't drop people. We say you can do this while pregnant. This is healthy. And it's something that can be done so easily and supports
the baby.
But yeah,
it does set you back, Danny, because your blood sugar rises and stuff if you put your health on pause and you're like, okay, I'm going back to all my junk.
Oh, I see what Danny was saying.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. But let's get back to Laura.
Laura. So with all of my babies, Laura's babies, I, Laura, have struggled to breastfeed and have had to supplement with formula in the past. Do you have any suggestions on how I can healthfully
Actually,
and safely?
I do, Laura. And my heart goes out to you.
Supplement.
What?
He's not finished.
Oh.
He's just raring to go.
Oh, I really wanted to address that. I can't wait. Keep going. There's more.
Laura like, is mid-sent. Not finished.
No, Danny's not finished. Danny wants to keep hearing the beautiful sound.
The most beautiful sound in the world.
But it is good to hear it, Danny. Danny was on vacay and now he's back. And it's actually really fun to...
Oh, thank you.
You're the Dan man.
So she wants to healthfully and safely supplement her baby if when that becomes necessary. I've researched ways to make homemade baby formula with the base ingredient being raw cow's milk. I've also searched high and low for ready-made baby formulas I would consider worthy but have found none. Laura N.
No, I have a whole lot of compassion for you, Laura, because I actually haven't had the same issue as you. I've been able to have a milk supply, except for I did have a child that had some just structural issues with his mouth where he couldn't latch properly, and that did affect my supply, and I couldn't provide milk for him. And my heart goes out to you. Like, I would just be bawling my eyes out and searching the internet for answers, and so I feel your pain. And yes, I did discover a great... I'm sure you've even seen it when you were saying the raw milk formulas, the Weston A. Price formula. You can just Google that. And they have, I use the raw cow's milk, recipe. They have a recipe made out of the liver.
The liver?
Like pastured liver.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, you freeze it so that...
You get liver from a cow and you freeze
pastured.
It.
Pastured. Like you buy it from a health food market or something like that. And so it's all like there's no anything bad about it.
What do you do with the liver?
Well, you make a formula. This is for babies that cannot handle dairy. They also have a bone stock formula too. They have three different formulas.
Okay, but you didn't do the liver
formula.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I did the cow milk one.
Okay.
But there are three different formulas. And you can sub goat's milk and they tell you what to change if you sub the goat's milk. Like if they're
very
sensitive.
Yeah, because I remember you doing this and you used our gelatin in it, right?
Yes, I did. And it's a wonderful formula.
He thrived on that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Remy thrived and I put it in. And this will be great for you to know, Laura. When I needed to supplement him, which was basically always.
Yeah.
So he nursed off me and got all that he could. This is Remnant, my baby Remnant. And then I put the Westnate Price formula in. I tried to pump too and get whatever I could, but his mouth could not draw my milk, so I didn't get much supply to pump. But I would put the Westnate Price formula in something called a lactaid, L-A-C-T-A-I-D. And it has a little tiny tube that attaches to where the baby sucks. Mm. And the baby gets all that you can.
That would be the nipple, yeah.
Yeah. And just like, say the jolly nipple. Like, say
where
it.
The baby sucks. Let's use code word.
I don't know why I was trying to be the so suck goody
zone.
Goody.
Just call it the suck zone.
Suck zone. Yeah. Well, you put it near the suck zone and the baby gets all that formula. So you still have that bonding.
And you're still getting the oxytocin from the sucking causes oxytocin in your
so
body.
It's so wonderful. And because they're sucking at the breast, it actually encourages your milk to come in more. And they start doing what they call a nutritive suck instead of just playing on there. They actually start drawing more. Mm. So it teaches them how to suck better. And you still get a wonderful supply. What I mean is when I finally stopped using the lactaid, I still had some drips in there just for comfort when he was an older baby. Mm. You know, when he stopped needing the formula, he still got to breastfeed on my knee when he fell over and hurt his little foot when he was 18 months or things. So it was beautiful. It was beautiful. So I advise looking into the lactaid and the Westnate Price formula.
Good job, Serene.
Can I just say this really quickly? There's two of these nursing tube systems out there. There's one that's a hard bottle and you hang it around your neck. That's awful. The lactaid system, it's got little tiny bags and they're they can warm up by sitting on your skin.
I remember that. You'd always have one around your neck.
Yeah, yeah. The little tiny soft bags are so do that one, the one with the little bags, not the hard plastic.
All right, moving right along. This one is just a big old high five to us, but I want to read it because it's from the Amish community. It's very fast.
I have to say something before you read this email. I love that from the beginning, the Amish community and the Mennonite community embraced THM.
And I love the Amish and Mennonite community because for years, our family got beautiful, wonderful raw milk from them. Yeah.
When I first worked here, I worked in our wholesale department.
Yes.
And I talked to our Amish friends all the time, and we were still figuring out a lot of stuff, and so we didn't have the supply they needed often.
They were
the
first ones to want to put our products in stores, the Amish people, pretty much, but from Canada.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so I, again, had to be the guy, the bearer of bad news. Hey, we're out of stock.
Yeah.
Bear with us. And they would call, and it was cool because they did it the old-fashioned way. We talked on the phone. Sometimes they'd write letters in just to check on the stock of products.
Right, letters. Yeah, we've received letters. It's beautiful.
Yeah, really cool. So,
I just love how diverse, this community is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, hi, Pearl and Serene. I'm an Amish girl that's 17 years old from Wayne County, Ohio. I just want to thank you guys for all your hard work with THM.
Can I just interrupt again? I'm just full of interruptions.
This is your
Don't
show.
You love hearing from teen girls?
I do.
Who are making incredible habits that are going to be lifelong, sustainable habits that are just going to start a generational domino effect in their family line.
That's so good. I really enjoy browsing through the cookbooks, making healthy treats, and listening to your podcasts.
Really?
Though I am not a mama or a married woman, I definitely want to cook Trim Healthy Mama once I have my own household.
Oh, sweet.
And didn't get a name there. So thank you, Amish girl.
Shout out to you.
Keep a rockin'. All right, this one is long and so worth it.
Okay, so
I'm not going to interrupt again.
Oh, okay, go straight.
Let's just the whole Trim Healthy Mama. That word mama has thrown a few people off, but we're just here to clarify that again.
Mm.
It's just woman of all ages and stages, so you do not have to be a literal mum with having given birth to babies or
Trim Healthy XY chromosome. Is that the female XY? No one knows.
I don't know.
Do you want me to consult Uncle Google again?
No, we're moving on.
No. Because Robert doesn't want us to go. He said, keep
Robert
the rabbit
said,
trails.
Yes.
What? And it's not he even that chromosome, Danny. It's Trim Healthy Danny chromosome, too.
That's true.
And it's 17 men.
THH, Trim Healthy Human. All right, this one's long.
But you're not going to edit. You're going to read it.
I'm not editing this. My heart goes out to Mandy. I just love people and I love them when they get through stuff and move forward in their life. So check this out. First, thank you so much for the podcast and the books. I found so much freedom through the plan. I've had a struggle with food control my whole life. Before I was 15, I was an emotional boredom eater. I don't know why I'm tearing up at this. And was larger than all my friends and battled with low self-esteem and insecurity. I got fed up with being the larger friend and read a book whose main message was eating only when you're hungry and stopping as soon as you were satisfied. While this may be all well and good, I'm a bit of an extremist and started eating less and less because I simply didn't feel hungry, but obviously it was because my metabolism was getting slower and slower. It didn't take long before my loving parents became very worried and took me to the hospital where I was diagnosed as anorexic. I had to start a healing program at the hospital, and my parents suffered through my bad attitude throughout the entire thing. Even after I returned to a healthy weight, I lived in a state of fearfulness and control when it came to food and ate as little as I could get away with, constantly scared of gaining weight. Fast forward 5 years of fear, and I was introduced to the Trim Healthy Mama plan, where I have found extreme food freedom, and my spiritual life and food has connected in an amazing way. My food bondage has become a life of joyful freedom. I can be excited about food and look forward to every meal and not be scared of what it's doing to my body. And now for my question.
Hold on, but we've all got tears.
Three of us have got tears. But I just want to say one thing too. That was kind of where some of it started for me and my inspiration for writing this book, because I actually struggled with anorexia as a child because I'm 6 foot and I'm female. And everyone said to me when I went to school in Australia, oh, you're such a big girl, aren't you? Just being the tallest and heads above everybody else. Big to them just meant tall. Big to me meant heffalump. You know, and so I was struggling with anorexia too. But the thing is, so to me, the Trim Healthy Mama way was a design of healthy control, not insane control. Like I don't know, I'll have to just watch every calorie and count every this because I don't want to, you know, gain weight. But it was like a way of eating that was so free that was going to maintain trim. We didn't actually know it was going to make people lose hundreds of pounds.
Well,
it was
you didn't have weight to lose when we started. No, but I had a bit and it made me lose weight.
It was the freedom that allowed me to let go of my anorexic thoughts, you see, because it's like, okay, I can have all the babies that I want to have because that was my heart's desire. And I don't have to worry about being really out of control by the end of it.
Well, food was no longer your enemy.
It wasn't an enemy. Yes.
And speaking of Serene's journey, you've never shared this before, this part of your journey, Serene.
No, I was super anorexic. I looked in a mirror at 7 years old.
You had childhood anorexic, which is very rare.
Wow. Yeah, and I started looking at my tummy in the mirror at 7 and I'd pat it. And I got this habit. And I'll look at all like family videos when I'm young and I'm always patting my tummy like I'm aware of it. And I'd look in the mirror and I would see a huge mounded pregnant tummy, like a huge big tummy, but I was ribs, but my brain
saw a
heffalump because I was told I was big, not from my family, but everywhere I went at school.
Wow.
Yeah, because I grew tall early. I've been this height since 13, so you know I was just very tall very early.
Then all your years of raw and all that, I mean, you got past the actual anorexia by about age 14, 13, right? It was a childhood anorexia.
Yeah, it was childhood.
But then after that, it was just stringent diet after stringent diet for you trying to be control freak.
Right, so that I wouldn't become where I didn't want to become.
Yes.
But the beautiful point that this sweet girl brought out is that Trim Healthy Mama was a way of freedom to me. It was like, it's not, food isn't an enemy. Mm-hmm. It can be done so liberally and so celebratory, and I can maintain a healthy weight.
Yeah. So food can actually make you trim and healthy.
Did you struggle with comparing yourself all the time to other girls?
Major, my best friend, which is now the wife of my brother, she was the littlest thing.
she's tiny.
She's 5 foot maybe?
About 5 foot.
Okay.
Mons.
Yeah, Mons.
Yeah.
And Serene's 6 foot.
Yes. And she was 4 years older than me, and we were besties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and
you
so,
saw her daily sometimes.
Oh, no, we lived next door neighbors our whole life. So that was my comparison.
And now for my question. Coming from an anorexic background, how do I know if I'm eating enough food to keep my metabolism revving? I believe my metabolism is still healing and is quite slow. Right now, I eat 3 meals and usually an afternoon snack. And then she gives the detail of what she eats, which is really cool.
Can I hear it? We're going to go the whole way,
we're
right?
We're going all
okay.
in.
Whole hog.
Because we need details.
Yeah. Okay, a normal day.
I need to kind of know how old she is and what her height is, too. Because some little people.
She didn't say.
Yeah, little people actually need less food.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
But.
A normal day for me is a cup of oatmeal for breakfast.
One cup?
That's what she said.
And the fact that it's measured is scaring me a little bit.
Hopefully she doesn't mean a bowl.
But she's coming out of this. Sometimes old habits remain, but yeah.
A normal day for me is a cup of oatmeal for breakfast, a salad containing about 2 cups. Oh, she's measuring. Of greens and veggies with meat and a light dressing for lunch, a baby smoothie from the recipe book for snack, and one serving of a heavy S dinner with a salad or a small sauteed zucchini on the side. How would I know if I was eating too much? That's her big question.
Yeah, sweetheart.
You're not eating too much.
You are not. And here's the thing. You can see where the mindset has been with the cups, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to get rid of the cups and just, you know, just have a big bowl of oatmeal. Have you tried my sweatpants oatmeal? It's almost overflowing. It's so huge. And then when you put that lettuce down on your plate, don't be any 2 cups. Just.
And can have I say one thing? I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Because anorexia is a hard bondage to get rid of.
It is.
It's a hard mindset.
But she's doing it.
I'm so proud of you. This is awesome. You are doing it. So we're glad for the baby steps and we're glad for all the victories. Mm. We're just going to help you with just get rid of those last little chains, hey?
Yeah. And we don't know how tall you are, actually.
But I know that I'd be hungry.
Yeah.
That day I'd be starved myself.
And for me, I could never do just 1 cup of oatmeal in the morning. I need a big bowl of oatmeal.
What was the lunch? It was a salad, but what was with the salad?
The salad, 2 cups of greens, some meat, and a light dressing.
Okay, nice. I need avocado, nuts in there. I need
a couple of eggs. But she's saying her metabolism's slow, so she's saying, I can't put all that on there.
I get it, yeah.
And I feel like, but if that's your lunch every day, some days you've got to allow yourself those nuts and avocado too. Some days you've got to allow yourself that cheese.
Yes.
You know, because it sounds like your salad is almost a fuel pull every single day. And
almost
we don't want
sounds
that.
Like it's a cutting diet, you know, like when you're cutting.
Yeah, what bodybuilders do when they bulk up and then they cut to get rid of all their fat.
Sounds strict.
And then your dinner sounds lovely, you know? You're going to have like, it sounds like she's having a casserole and a veggie and a salad, right?
But I'm guessing she's not, because she's asking it, it's like she wants more results, but she's afraid she's going to overeat. So is there anything to say about exercise?
I don't feel like you've overeaten. That's all I can say. I don't see that as any form of indulgent.
You're
liberality.
Not overindulging at all. And that's all we want to say to her. What we're saying is that actually you could eat a little more and see how you do, you know?
Yeah.
You're definitely not doing too many calories.
And just make sure that you're not going beyond 4 hours. We encourage the 3 hour mark.
Yeah,
some people just aren't hungry at three. And we shouldn't ever like force food in an because everyone's system's different, but we just say never past four.
Yeah.
So unless you're like, you know, it's not like a rule that's so serious if you're out and it's snowing and you can't make it back to the house or you start eating your body. I mean, like, chewing on your finger.
But I would also say, have a crossover here and there.
Yes.
Actually enjoy 2 fuels in the same meal. That can actually healthfully heal your metabolism too.
And how about a nighttime trimmy before bed, a light one? Because if you're having dinner at like 7 and you're going to bed at 10, that's 3 hours later. You kind of are you hangry at that time? I'm hangry. Yeah. Like if I went to bed 3 hours, I haven't eaten
but
for
you're
3 hours.
Nursing. Yeah.
No, but even when I wasn't, when I was just a child, a teenager,
No, I am. I like to have a trimmy before bed too.
Yeah, I can. Always
I think that you are making such beautiful progress. I think see how you do by. maybe stopping some of the measuring and just see how you do. Just be a little more liberal and joyful.
Pearl and I never count vegetables.
Never count how many veggies I'm having. I just throw them in, man.
Or never count cups of even like heavier vegetables, like cooked non-starchies.
I just have them at abandon.
Yeah, like abandon. Like if it was a huge pot, I would never feel guilt for eating a whole pot of broccoli cooked.
I'd just go for it.
Large bags of broccoli.
But we're tall ladies, but we have big appetites.
Huge.
I like to eat big.
Yeah.
But you know, you have all the tricks of Trim Healthy Mama. Sounds like, what's her name? We don't have a name.
Yeah, we do. Mandy.
Mandy. Sounds like you really know the plan too.
Yeah,
because you're a studier, I can tell.
Yeah. She's serious about what she's wanting to do.
And I don't know if you're at your goal weight now. Hopefully you've put on that weight that you need to and, you know, and that you lost during anorexia and maybe you're right there now or... You know, you've got room to play with things and to enjoy your food and to enjoy certain amounts. And then if you find that weight starts, you know, packing on, well, you know, maybe you can just go back to more S&E or something like that.
I reckon eat as much as you can and not put on because that's healthy. Like push the limits a little bit more. Yes. And if you stay the same weight, there you go.
Fabulous. You might, and that's how your metabolism will rise. Mm-hmm. When you push those limits a little bit more, have some different carbs in your day. You know, don't be scared of carbs.
Very, very, is a light carb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good for the, you know, diabetic people. I feel like you could even put some sprouted sandwiches in there.
Have a sandwich. Ooh, have some
sweet potatoes.
Have even some sweet fruits like mango here and there. All these things are really good for your adrenals. And as your adrenals heal, because your adrenals are very taxed during anorexia, they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is definitely taxed.
And then it's the circle because it's kind of a little bit of an insular, depressed feeling to anorexia. And when your serotonin levels are low. Mm-hmm.
So we've got to bring those up by a variety of carbs. And we're talking even some, you know, higher spiking carbs because you don't have a weight problem. So you can probably handle some mango here and there, some pineapple, things like this to really get your body healthy again.
Yes.
Hey, Mandy, I would love to hear an update. The girls just said, you know, we don't know where you're at in some of these specifics. Feel free to write support at trimhealthymama.com.
Yeah, love to hear.
Tell them
we asked for it.
We want to hear your progress.
And we're so proud of you. And we are praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is law. As Serene shared her story, this is rampant anorexia. It's everywhere. It's hit our family, you know.
Yeah, I'm not the only one in
our family.
You're
not the only one. And our
sister Vange struggled with teenage anorexia.
Yes, yes. And nothing to be ashamed of and just something that you're walking out of. So great.
I'll go ahead and say my wife was in the hospital with anorexia.
Really?
And that was her number one struggle in her teenage life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. And she can wax eloquent on the emotional stuff that comes with that.
Oh, yeah. I bet. So, I didn't know that.
Yep. So, okay. This one's from Anonymous. We're moving forward.
Okay.
I want to start off on the right track with my little girl. She's 10 months old now. Healthy crossovers would be great. Obviously, she's new to solids. Plus, she has no back teeth. So, nothing
Sweet
too firm.
Babies. Isn't it cute? Babies don't have teeth.
She chim off.
10 months.
But I don't really like to give her things that are too mushy either because the more practice with her jaw to chew, the better. I've heard Serene reference some yummy meals she's made for her little ones, but I wish they would do a whole potty on it. But for now, I added, any suggestions?
We should do a whole potty.
Thanks, y'all.
We should. And Pearl's going to address this too. But I just wanted to say, every baby's different too. Mm. My baby seemed to not be very they don't really enjoy a full baby meal until about 12 months.
Yeah, that's later than mine. Mine were definitely.
They might start licking and reaching out for stuff, but when I actually try and spoon it in their mouth, they're just still spitting out at that age. So I'm not sure exactly. I don't have a lot of
but first foods, really. Yeah, it doesn't matter what time.
My point being is I just don't have a lot of ideas for that young, but I'm a mushy girl. You see, I love baby food myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love
too.
Smush, and I always give smush to my children. So my recipes will be always a little bit smushy. So Pearl, what?
No, my first foods were smushy to babies
too. Yeah, it's like avocado and banana and the the yummy golden egg yolk, the soft yolk.
You sweet potatoes soft, mashed
soft
up.
Soft boil, and then you eat the whites yourself, and you just give the baby with a little mineral salt.
What do you mean soft boil? What does that mean for us?
Well, it's still runny. It's still runny, but you get the really good pasture-fed eggs, and you soft boil so that the inside, the yolk is still runny. It's just warm. It's not boiling hot. It's warm, and you have a pinch of salt, and it's a great first food. Fantastic first food for baby.
What about sweet potatoes mashed up with things like butter?
Oh, yes, with palm oil or coconut oil and salt. I do some crazy recipes for my – Remy still has to eat kind of baby food because of his mouth issues. And I feed him eggs every morning, but I give him two whole eggs. And once they're cooked, then I put them in the blender with a very generous teaspoon of nutritional yeast, a generous teaspoon of baobab, and some raw milk and cream and pinches of mineral salt, and whip that
sounds
up. It's like a cheese soup, a thick cheese
soup.
Does
he love it?
Eggs. Because nutrition yeast and baobab slightly tangy in the eggs. Ooh. And it's like, oh, he loves it. That's what he has every morning.
Yeah. We were going to put one of your recipes in the book, and it couldn't fit in, and it was for a baby.
Yeah, and then we decided I'd do a whole little book maybe, a little tiny pamphlet book.
But we didn't get around to it, did we? What was that recipe though?
Oh, I can't remember. There were so many of them. But I also do a lot of, like I'll put avocado and banana and a little raw kefir, and I'll throw baobab. I put baobab in his food all the time.
Because he can't eat a lot of greens, so you're getting the vitamin C.
And then
there.
I put moringa powder.
And so what? You're blending this up. Yeah, you blend it.
It's all blended up and raw honey. I mean, past a year.
Yeah, past a year, raw honey.
Yeah.
But I think there's something that people say, you know, you have to chew and it's good for the jaw and all that. Remember you and I were talking about that a few weeks ago? There was this blogger that said, you know, the shape of our faces are changing because we're not chewing hard enough, and to redeem that, he gets a big wad of chewing gum, so much, like a huge, huge amount.
Exercise.
He chews for like 20 minutes a day.
This is what I think about that. I think we should chew.
Of course we, yeah.
And I think it's great. And I think our food should not all be smushed in a perfect world. But I do think if the baby doesn't have enough good teeth back there, well, then it's like kind of, yeah, not ready. But then I think of, because this one blogger was saying, because the African people, look at in the tribes, look how wonderful they're and wide their faces are and everything like that. But I have children that I've adopted from Liberia, and I've seen pictures of their, their people. Mm-hmm. And they have beautiful wide faces and beautiful features, but sometimes they got no teeth in their mouth. And their whole diet is soggy white rice and overcooked sloppy soup.
Yeah, the African people overcook sloppies. I mean, your daughter,
they've got great bone
she's always
structure.
Making a beautiful, delicious, but it's
so
sloppy
tasty.
Soup.
But nothing to chew on.
No.
Although they like to chew on
bones. They chew on bones. chew around the bones. But
but my point being is they've got great bone structure.
They do. Wide. Oh, your daughter, Sila, okay.
She's so beautiful.
She is such a – all your adopted children have the wide bone structure,
yes,
right?
Yes.
They were in an orphanage and grew up on slop.
Slop, and actually hardly any of that slop, and mostly white rice and hardly any vitamins and minerals, and they have the best bone structure. And then you take us New Zealanders and people from England, and our bone structures are more narrow just because of that's how
because of the inbreeding
probs.
I thought that was malnutrition.
But anyway, I wouldn't
maybe
worry
just,
about having to start bones. Them because I'm on crunchy too soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. They'll start to eat some regular food, so I don't think there's anything too wrong with feeding babies, you know.
Slop. Big slop. Just
My boys actually have wide jaw structures.
They do.
Think about Noble and Bowen and Rocky. Very wide.
Yes.
And I started them on all pureed stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt them in the least. Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Let's go, Den.
All right. Next. Another anonymous, but... it's different and cool question. Pearl, Serene, and Danny. My kids and I love the potty. We listen every week. I count it as our science for the day. Well, first of all.
Go you. I love that. What? You're okay. Against that, Danny?
I mean.
Danny's like, well, that would be me. I bring all the science. No. My quantum physics.
Yeah. All right. We have become a sugar-free family and are definitely more conscious of what we put into our bodies. My question is this. Are we supposed to drink, and by drink I'm talking about water or tea, while we eat our meals? Some people say don't drink for 30 minutes before or after a meal. Some say
drink.
We were
raised with that.
We were raised with that question.
Okay. Some say drink ACV water.
Apple cider vinegar.
Okay. 30 minutes before your meal. Some say to drink ACV water 30 minutes after your meal. What is the right choice?
I just love how she's addressing this.
Can I have a go?
Please do.
The last two questions.
You're going to steal everything I have to say.
Rules, schmools. Oh my goodness. Now, we grew up in New Zealand and Australia where it's culture. You don't actually drink with your meals. You drink after. And when we got here to America, we're like, why does everyone have water or drinks with their meals? But, however, I just think that's culture. I truly don't think that it waters down. If it does, I don't think it makes you sick if it waters down your gastric juices drinking with a meal. Look back at biblical times. They were drinking while they were eating.
And can I just shove this point in case she steals it?
What
soup, people?
Soup is
water. It's water with food.
No. And they say the best foods for you are water-based soups, liquid broth-based soups. That is water and that is food at the same time, and it's good for you. I think let the fears go. You know, don't have these rules. Just know that you're eating healthy food, you're drinking healthy things, and you are enjoying life. We all have too many rules.
Yeah, and ACV, sure. If you feel like it, it's great. It's a digestive aid. Mm-hmm. But if you can't be bothered,
I wouldn't do all this 30 minutes business.
I wouldn't worry about the clock.
Hello, Serene, Pearl, and Danny. Love the potty, the dynamic between
I can't believe you're not changing that round. Hi, Danny.
Danny first. Pearl. No.
But he is only reading ones out pretty much that include Danny.
Yeah, so pay attention.
If you want your question read, include Danny.
Get me out of parentheses. We might feature you. Hello, Serene, Pearl, and Danny. Love the potty. The dynamic between the sisters and Danny is truly golden. Oh. I have a question for you about vitamins. I'm looking at adding vitamin B12. And vitamin D to my diet. My questions are, if I'm 100% on plan, am I getting all the vitamins that I need? Meaning, is it necessary to add vitamins at all? How do you select the right vitamin when so many seem to include off-plan ingredients? I live in an area where winter is harsh, so I'm wanting vitamin D. Thanks in advance. And she's secretly hoping you'll pick this question just so she can hear you ladies say the word vitamins.
Well, we say vitamins like normal people, but
who says vitamins?
Our Leslie, who's our co-producer for our radio show.
Leslie's not here.
She's not here. She would come and pipe up and say vitamin.
Vitamin.
Yeah, we say vitamins. Now, what's the name? What's this lady's name?
Jillian.
Hey, Jillian. Serene, we're fighting over this one. I'll let you go first.
No, you go
I love
first,
you.
Pearl. You love me, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then I'll just serve you back and then you can answer
See,
it.
See, I knew I was going to get to go first because I served it to her. She served it right back.
Okay.
Now she I have no guilt and
Trickery.
I go first.
Psychology.
We're all so different. I want to address the vitamin D one first. If you do live in a cold climate, you're not getting a lot of sun. Yeah. But be sure to take K2 with it. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D3 without K2 is not the best.
Can you just go and eat some Gouda?
Yeah, but don't worry. Just go eat some Gouda cheese or something and you'll be fine. You don't necessarily have to take the K2 formula, but there's a lot of formulas out there with vitamin D3 and K2 in them, but they're really important to go together.
Mm-hmm.
Serene, do you want to take the do we need a multivitamin
question? I don't necessarily think we do. I just feel like it's a money issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were Pau,
yeah,
I didn't take anything extra. But I do now because I'm nursing and pregnant pretty much all the time. And so I take a multivitamin. It's called Baby and Me Too from such and such. I can't remember the brand. But I just know that it says Baby and Me Too on the front.
Baby and Me.
And I take pastured liver because it's got the vitamin D and the vitamin A in it.
Yeah, so you take whole food
sources. So I do whole food sources, but it's in a capsule. It's called Perfect. Perfect.
Mm. One of these days, you know, Trim Healthy Mum is going to have a whole side that is just supplements. And we've actually looked into doing a supplement line, but we haven't felt it's the right time yet. But You know what? I feel like if you are eating,
I think you're peeing a lot of supplements.
You are peeing a lot of supplements down the toilet.
I noticed
expensive.
The color of my supplement pee. It's colored.
What color?
And it's their
that's
expensive
the vitamin,
supplement.
There's a B5 in there that's coloring it though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to say this. There's no harm in supplementing. I don't think you should get the ones with all the additives though. A whole food form of supplement is good, right?
Yeah.
If you got the I money don't for think it. You have to feel like you're depleted without it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all so different. If you're eating a lot of greens, if you're eating your fruits, if you're eating your berries and you've got your carnosine in your meat, you're getting a bunch of
and
stuff,
And you can say,
man.
Oh, well, the soils aren't perfect and all that stuff. Well, if you have the money for the supplement, go and get it. But the thing is well, then we'll just worry about the air and then we'll just worry about the rain and then we'll just worry about anything. And the worry is going to be worse than not supplementing.
Yeah, now if you have problems like maybe your hair is falling out or something, if you know things are going on, supplement. But if you're feeling great, why ruin a good thing? This is interesting, okay? People can say what they want, but I was recommended by a friend to go to this naturopath, and she has this thing where she tests all your body functions. You know, I mean, don't know if you believe in that or not, but you hold this magnet thing and there's a computer and...
And you don't necessarily.
It's not like I necessarily, but she tested all the levels of my minerals and vitamins in my body. And she's like, oh, it was going green every time. She's like, whoa, I never see this. I never see this. And I was great. I said, so I don't need a multivitamin or anything. She's like, you must be having a great diet. I'm like, well, thank you. Yeah. But she was like, you are great. You have amazing minerals and vitamins. Now, I don't know if I'm going to hold to the theory of how she tested me, but I'm going with it. I'm great. I don't take a multi right now. There might be other times in my life I need one. I do take a vitamin D3, and I take some other supplements for specific things that I just care about.
Christy writes, hi, THM team. I am loving listening to the potty. I read in a recent blog that erythritol is to be avoided at all costs because it can wreak havoc on the gut. Could Serena Pearl take a minute to address this? Why is this so controversial? And can I feel good about feeding Sweet Blend to my family? Thank you so much for all you do, Christy.
Oh, Serene just thrown this someone at me.
She
didn't want to touch it.
Oh, she's like, take it away, sister.
Yeah.
I'll touch it, but I want you to just start the nice.
Oh, the hard question she'll throw at me. You know what? Blogs are so sensational, aren't they? Because they want people to read them. But there's good blogs and there's sensational blogs. And I really think this is something that we all need to do our own study on. I've studied erythritol, and obviously we would never promote something that we don't feel comfortable having in our own cupboards, eating ourselves, yep, and feeding to our own children.
Mm-hmm, which
and
we
so
all do.
I can say that I'm extremely comfortable with
and
it.
And Danny?
Yes.
Danny here, he just puts his finger in these sweeteners and sprinkles them down his gullet.
I've upgraded. I actually take my little palm and I take the bag and I shake, 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 left to right, shake, shake, and get a little palmful and just horse it in like it's a candy.
Let's talk about the gut health issue, though. I mean, erythritol is a sugar alcohol, so is xylitol. Some people react differently. We all react differently to things. Erythritol is in natural foods like pears and things like that.
It's a fermentation of that.
It's a fermentation, but they make it by fermenting. Okay, and it can affect some people's gut. Like, they might can get bloated or they feel like they've got to have diarrhea or something like that. It doesn't do it to me. It doesn't do it to most people.
It doesn't do it to me either.
And then xylitol's a little even more. Like, it can maybe cause gut problems. Some people can't do it.
And there's so many benefits to xylitol.
Yeah, there is. And so you need to weigh that up for yourself. We can't do a blanket statement saying erythritol is good for everybody.
It's not a superfood. We don't have it in our diet as a superfood. We have it in our diet so that we're not eating poisonous cake made out of sugar.
Exactly.
We're having it in our diet so we can still celebrate and
have the joy.
And we don't believe that it has great risk at all.
No, we don't.
We just don't think it has incredible benefit.
But if it fills you with anxiety, let me just say this. If you are not filled with anxiety at the thought of raw honey or maybe coconut sugar more occasionally, go with that. Don't do it every day unless you have a very high metabolism.
Don't make a cake out of your honey, though, because that's too much.
Yeah.
Unless you're having it just once.
But you want a rare treat.
Month. Yeah.
And you don't need, you know, sweet, yummy things every day.
Yeah,
do THM your way. It's okay.
Yeah.
And you don't have to
what
have
I meant
erythritol.
By that, if you're having muffin every afternoon for a snack and it had honey in it every time, if you have like weight
issues.
If you
have a weight issue, it won't do you any favors. No,
but if you're at maintenance and it's fine, that's great. Go ahead. Right. I actually put raw honey on my toast a lot.
Yeah, because it's got so many medicinal benefits.
I really believe in honey.
Oh, by the way, that was a non-skill victory for me. When toast with, I put butter on it.
Yeah.
With, when toast with butter and honey.
You should though, Danny, because you're a crossover man, because you need to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that toast with butter and honey became tastier than cake.
Yeah.
Like now cake, cake tastes like chemicals. Like just a good old Kroger cake.
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
But then you take some Ezekiel bread with butter.
Oh, come on.
And raw honey. And it is like the best heavenly cake you'll ever have.
One of my favorite lunches is my artisan sourdough bread, which is like the bomb.
Oh, my gosh.
Double toasted, crunchy, crunchy in the toaster. And then when it cools, this is an E. When it cools, because I don't want to wreck my raw manuka, then I put the raw
so you don't even
manuka,
do it on hot.
No. Yeah. Raw manuka honey. Underneath. And then,
when you say manuka, some people don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, but
manuka
it's a
special
kind of honey. That's the best. And then I put Nancy's cottage cheese, 1% on it, because it's specially like tangy and it's cultured.
That's
cottage
your mom,
cheese.
Nancy.
So cottage and cheese I sprinkle and cinnamon on top. And then I sit down and then I have a little wedge of like mango or something really like a tangy fruit on the side because this is my E. And I tell you, but it's all under 45 grams just for you counters. I tell you, it's
gourmet. Divine.
No, that sounds like something we'll eat like thousands of years from now in the future.
Oh, that sounds like so
and do you know why
heaven,
I love
right?
it? Because it reminds me of New Zealand. The manuka honey and then the tangy, a little bit of fruit on the side. And it's just like having a little tea party with my Kiwi friends.
All right, next question. Shayna B writes, you guys have so many cool things. Love you. But what's up with the new coaching program?
Yeah, does she say if she wants a coach or she wants to be a coach?
She said, what is up?
Okay, well, I guess we can explain it all.
Coaching program.
You know, Shayna, this coaching program, oh my goodness, we've been working on it for so long. But yeah, we did finally launch it. And I think there was a reason, Danny, you remember in the early days when we said we need a coaching program because we got so many people coming to us and say, hey, I want to do a group and I want to teach the plan in my church.
Yeah.
Or I want to gather some ladies in my home and I want to teach them about Trim Healthy Mama.
Or they already were.
Yeah, they already were.
Yeah.
Or they say, how should I do it? Ladies also wanted to carry the products and, you know, get a little discount so they could resell them. It was huge. And then we had people want to charge to be a Trim Healthy Mama coach without being certified. So they were teaching it in all different ways. We didn't want the plan to be taught in.
We didn't want it to go rogue to the point where it would change.
No, it was like Trim Healthy Mama, well, this person teaches it, rolls, and it's all about the numbers. And we wanted the purity of the plan to be taught in the way Serena and I created it. We didn't want it to be turned into something completely different.
Yep.
And so we knew we had to create this whole curriculum. This, you know, this is a certification. This coaching program. So for those that want to be coaches, and we've had so many just tell us, please let me be a coach. I want to do this. I have a passion. And now.
And there's a little more training than in just the book alone, because it's kind of like how to deal with people with different issues, with hormonal issues. And what do you say when people are stuck? Mm-hmm. And then what do you say in many hard scenarios?
Well, how do you coach someone who's just brand new to the plan and it feels overwhelmed and feels like they need that hand-holding. Some things you can't teach in a book, like taking someone into a grocery store and walking around the cart and saying, look, you can buy this and there's that. Mm-hmm. Or going into their home and saying, and this is how I make egg roll in a bowl and watch me and you can do
See,
this.
That would be massive for a lot of people to have a customized plan for them.
And we've always
Let's face it, Danny, some people don't read the book. Yeah. And love the reading part.
Okay, but see,
you
I got to chime.
Mean? Like,
I got to chime in on this because I didn't read the book, and I had two of the best coaches in the program telling me stuff. So, your input into my life has been massive. I mean, it was a game changer from success, failure to success.
How many times did I tell you to read the darn book, and you're just like, no, I'm just going to sit here and glean from you.
Some people are visual learners.
They are.
Yeah,
and you know, we always said to people, listen. You don't have to buy into this. You know, we never wanted to make it a multi-level marketing thing, although nothing against that. There are some great products in multi-level marketing. I'm not against that.
Amazing.
I love that people can actually earn money that way, but we didn't want this for Trim Healthy Mama. when we thought about a coaching program, we're like, no, we're not going to receive any money that mm-hmm. coaches, you know, mm-hmm. receive from their clients. The coach
it's all them.
Is going to be all them. They can run this as their own business.
We don't get a red cent. We don't want it.
No, we don't. But we want it to be taught with the purity. And so finally the program's launched. And I think the coaches are amazing, these coaches. And they all, you know, they have support groups, they have resources, they have things like that. And our coaches are amazing. So I think if you want to be a coach, it's not for everyone, because it's for self-starters. It's for people with a passion for helping others.
You can become a coach and just coach two people in 4 years.
Yeah.
Or you can become a coach and have a jolly, downright
full-time business.
Flooded business where that you're doing it full-time.
I mean, Serene and I are homebodies, right? So we've had so many people ask us, Serene, Pearl, when are you doing your retreat? Or come here and speak. Or Serene and Pearl, I need you to come to my town and let's do something. And we're like, no, we're here with our families. We'll do a potty.
Right.
Yeah. But coaches can do this.
I got my bare feet on. I got my yuck yum in my hand. I'm like nursing. Come on.
Coaches can give whole retreats. Coaches can, you know, go into churches and speak. Mm-hmm. We have given them our blessing. You represent Trim Healthy Mama.
Yes.
You teach it the right way. So it can be as big as a coach wants it to be or as small. There's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And now on the other side of it, Shane, I don't know if you're asking if you need a coach. You know, are you looking for someone to hold your hand? Then, I mean, we do have the directory on our website. We've got more and more coaches all the time. Mm-hmm. So what you look for someone in your area if you want, you know, someone in person.
There's a list on our site.
Yeah. And they all have their bio and everything.
Okay.
And then if you want someone in your area to actually come to your house or to meet at the park with your kids or anything, mm-hmm. you could do that. Or you could be coached online or through phone calls or whatever.
And everyone gets a charge what they want, right? We've given suggestions, mm-hmm. but you can find a cheaper coach or a more expensive coach, or you can be a coach that charges more or charges less.
And it's interesting. Some people are doing the coaching curriculum, not even to become a coach. They want to do it just because it's like a university
like
of Trim Healthy Mama.
Nice.
Yeah. To learn the ins and outs and to take the exams. And they're just like, no, I just want to dive in.
Sorry, you go, Danny.
No, please.
No,
it's your show.
Go.
And
it's Danny too, outside of parentheses.
I have more of a recap question anyways, just to kind of.
No, I was just saying two people that I've just recently seen become a coach. Mm. Actually wanting to look into becoming a coach. So they haven't finalized yet. But meaning they haven't taken the test. One is like super duper, super excited to become a full on
entrepreneurial. Yeah.
The other person just wants to get it just in case, because she tells people about it for free.
Mm.
She's like, just in case somebody wants to pay me, I'll have all the officiation.
Yeah. And I think some people, I don't think this stops the natural expression of the enthusiasm of people saying, I'm on Trim Healthy Mum, you got to try it. You know, because so many people, they already have work, they're busy, they don't want to do this as a creator, they don't want to charge, they just want to share. And that's fine, nothing's going
to
change.
Sometimes you'll come across somebody who actually needs to pay, because they're only really going to do it if they put some sweat in the game.
That's right.
So what I'm hearing is, if you often get phone calls and people asking you, please explain THM to me, please guide me, or what's your advice, give me counsel, coaching may be for you. If you, on the other hand, find yourself making phone calls to people saying, can you please explain to me? You might need to get onto our directory and find a coach to help you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think, you know, to become a coach, it's a certification. I mean, it's like becoming a therapist or, you know, so it is an outlay of money, but we charge. It's very, very reasonable for certifications.
Oh,
most of them are $1,000 or more.
I was just talking to somebody the other day who was going to become a coach for little babies between 6 months to 4 years old.
Yeah.
Babies to teach them how to swim. It was like a special rescue.
Yeah, where they float up.
But it was thousands. I mean, not small thousands.
Yeah.
It was thousands to become
Become a coach, it's $450. I mean, you may have to save for that. Maybe it's not for you, but it's very, very reasonable.
And that was just to start her own business.
John, you're looking like you have something to say. You come on now.
John.
Do you know what I noticed when John has something to say? He peers over his Mac and this kind of wise old owl, and he kind of hoots from side to side with his neck. Silent.
You guys wouldn't bring this up because you are far too humble and kind, and not that I'm not humble and kind, but what I did want to say is that we have gotten some feedback on the price, And I realized that to the people that don't understand what went on behind the scenes, there are 3+ years worth of a team of people working on what it took to pull this program together. Yeah. A lot went into this. It's probably,
I don't know when we'll ever recoup, but that's beside the fact.
That's what I'm saying. You guys would have never brought that up from a financial standpoint.
We did not do this but for
to
money.
To Serene's point, I mean, I know, you know, my wife wanted to years ago. She got certified to go into cranial sacral massage for infants. Yes. And I mean, I think we were almost $4,000 into that certification.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't know. I just kind of wanted to defend that, you know, we've put an awful lot into this program. Yeah. It's a good, solid program. And there's good people that have spent, you know, 3+ years working on this.
And now employ people full time just to take care of it.
There's easily a half dozen people who are literally, that is their job.
Making a red cent off them.
Supporting this program. It's good stuff. And
very proud of it. And John, you worked so hard on this project for 3.5 years. Danny was involved in the beginning with, you know, forming the ideas, and Serene and I with Chris, our head coach.
Yes, you'll meet Chris when you take the course.
Jessica and Stephanie, some of our ladies behind the
great,
team.
Great team.
We are so proud of this.
Esther, Cindy, Jackie, a bunch of people behind the scenes. It literally has taken a team to pull this together.
And
so
we're gonna
good
end
stuff.
With this. So, love
Danny,
you guys.
Here's your mic back. Sorry, brother.
Danny's eating.
Sorry, I was just pigging out on watermelon. We hope we've answered as many questions as we could have. And we're so grateful that you guys send us questions and you listen to our podcast, because we feel like we're in your living room with you.
So this is the living room here. Pearl's got her feet up on the couch.
Lying on the couch.
Eating watermelon now too.
We have to end the podcast so we can all go pig out on watermelon. That's what I'm hearing.
See you later. We want to go chomp.
Hey, love food, people. See you next week. Mama, my way, and then I'll be